You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
The remarkable miracle of the mud and the spit. Diga, lapit ka. Lord? Buti ko Lord ang tawag niya. Tawag niya noong una, Jesus? What's that? Diba? Pero hindi, lumapit siya eh. Lapit ka. Pinahiran ng putik yung mata niya. And Jesus said, go in the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. Okay. So he went, and the Bible says, simple. He went, after Jesus said, go. First, Jesus said, come. Then he put the mud spit in his eyes, and Jesus said, go. And he heard, and he went. And when he came back, he was already seeing. Imagine how this man, born blind from birth, as it is a misfortune. You know, in the Jewish context, people will be saying, bulag, he's blind. Probably, you know, something happened in his ancestry that caused him to be blind. Huh? Sa atin din sa Pilipino, meron tayong kulturang ganun eh. Pag nakita, ba't kaya nagkaganyan? Siguro, ano yan? Baka ina-abort yan. Kanya nung hindi na-abort, lumabas na ganyan. Yeah? You know, we are quick to judge people when we see that there are infirmities in them. But we thank God that Jesus showed us, you know, the real character of a Christian. He said, go. And when that blind man followed Jesus Christ, he got his miracle. The amazing, the incredible miracle, number one, corrects errors of misconception and speculations. What are those? That, number one, individuals can sin prior to birth. Ito po yung kamalian tinutuwid ni Jesus eh. Kasi sa mga Hudyo, akala nila, you know, when they see something that is wrong with a person, hinahanap nila kagad, baka nagkasala o sino kayang nagka-problema dito. Yeah? Jesus was saying, no. You know, this is happening or this happened because he will be used by me, God incarnate, for you to see what God has done. Di ba? Pinapakita ng Panginoon. Merong ipinapakita ang Panginoon. Pero alam natin po na meron pong ano rito eh. Merong, sabihin natin, kamalian. Number two, sabi ron, that suffering is a direct result of sin. Ha? Direct. Say direct. Eh yung problema o yung suffering is a direct result of sin. Because, you know, yes, there are consequences of sin. Huwag natin kalimutan yun, ha? Hindi po ako, ano yan? Don't mistake me for saying, hindi naman pala. Hindi, no. There are consequences of sin. But not all suffering are direct result of sin. Eh, yung mga Hudyo, yung mga Pariseo, yung mga teachers of the law, are quick, they are quick to judge. Sabihin nila, kanya ganyan niya, kasi ganun, kasi ganito. Kaya nga pinatawag pa nila yung mga magulang nito eh, no? Let's go. Continuing to what we're saying, it corrects and secondly, it confirms facts about so many things. It confirms, no? This miracle confirms, number one, that religious men are often blind, the blindest of all. No? Let's look at that verse. Verse 16. Okay, verse 16 said, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, Jesus, for he does not keep the Sabbath because he has healed that blind man in a Sabbath. But others asked, how can a sinner do such miraculous sign? So they were divided. Di ba? Kagulo na kagad sila. Sabi nito, ala puti, ala pula. Yung puti, sinasabi niya, teka muna, hindi niya magagawa yan, kundi siya, ha? Kung hindi siya, o kung makasalanan siya. Sabi naman sa pula, teka muna, demonyo yan. Kasi gumagawa sa araw ng Linggo. O, Linggo nila kasi Sabat, no? Sabat Shalom or Saturday is a Sabbath day for the Jews. Now, it's no comparison because we celebrate Sunday as our Sabbath day. Pero wala pong ano doon. No qualms about it. Ha, baka mamaya maging mystical naman kayo. So, Pastor, Sabado na rin tayo. Meron nga ganun eh. Nag-Sabado na eh. O meron tayong Sabado sa Galeria. Yung mga Sabadistang taga-Victory. Okay. Pero okay lang po yun, ha? Okay lang po yun. Andyan ba kayo? O baka sabihin nyo, sumbong nyo kay Pastor Fred. Hindi, kinakantsawan yung Sabado. Hindi po. Eh dito sa atin, we have a potential, you know, to do that also. Amen? Yeah? Whew, I'm excited. Okay. It confirms that the religious men offer the blindest of all. Ano sabi sa verse 24? Tingnan natin 24. Ang ganda yan. The second time, they summoned the man who was blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know that Jesus, this man, is a sinner. Tingnan nyo ito. Yeah? Bulag talaga yung mga taong sinasabi nila, alam nila ang kautusan ng Diyos, sinasabi nila na sila ay tagasunod ng Diyos, ni Jehovah, that they, you know, are connected with Yahweh, Adonai. But when Jesus came and Jesus was doing the works of God, they did not see the works as the works of God. They saw that they were works of the devil. Bulag, di ba? Iba yung nakikita. Iba yung nakikita nila. So Jesus was confirming, you know, that this religious man or this religious people are the blindest. How true it is today in our times. Na narinig niyo ba yung sinasabi? Dito na ako naipanganak eh. Dito na ako namulat eh. Sa relihiyon na to, dito na rin ako pipikit at mamamatay at ikakahon at ililibing. Oy, ma, ililibing ka nga. Pag gano'n na iniisip mo. Paano tahimik kayo? Dati kasi, gano'n din ako. Gano'n ako? Huh? Katolikong katoliko ako eh. Wala kayo sa buhay niyo, basta ako katoliko. Yeah? Naka-close neck pa. Oh, sorry. Wala kinalaman yun. Ibig na sabihin nun, nagpapakabanal ako nun. Eh, may reliyon na ako eh. Okay na ako dito. Para yung kapatid ko, alam niyo po, sa mga kapatid ko, dalawa na lang ang hindi Christian na totoo. Yung sumunod kong kapatid, yung kasunod ko, nasa Canada po yun, eh Christian na yun. Pero yung pangatlo, taga-Victory na po yun. Nasa Galeria yun ng atin. Noon pong I was trying to share to them the gospel, ganun ang dating nila. Kuya, bahala ka na sa buhay mo, basta kami. Katoliko. But thank God that today they're both Christians. They have seen the light. The blindness was gone because they have seen Jesus Christ as the miracle worker. He changes lives and that is the greatest miracle. Nabagong buhay. Binasa nila yung buhay ko. But si Kuya, ba't nagkaganyan? Ano ba nangyari sa kanya? Maraming nangyari sa akin, pero pagkini sa isa ko, sabi ko nga eh, uubusin natin hanggang alas 7 service. May alas 7 na tayo, alas 7 ng Okay. Irreligyosong tao eh. But we know, in the times of Jesus, ganun din. Yung mga religyosong tao, imbis na palapitin nila mga tao kay Jesus, hinaharangan nila. Teka man ha, huwag kayong lalapit dyan. Demonyo yan. How true it is today, in all religion are cults, I'll tell you. Masakit mapapakinggan nyo. Kulto talaga. Pag religion, kulto. O kasi nga, eh, wala namang tunay na relasyon sa Diyos na Diyos-Diyosan. Di ba? Alam niyo ibig ko sabihin? They're working it out to be connected to God, yet the Lord Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago on the cross, it is now finished. Here, I am God in the flesh and I've given my life to you, for you. When we did that communion, the blood symbolizes, the juice symbolizes the blood that was shed. By the shedding of that one person's blood, the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are all forgiven, washed away. That hostia, the bread that we ate, we partook a while ago, is a symbol of his body, broken, mangled, you know, body nailed to the cross for you and me. And he said, it's finished. But today, religion will try to work it out. Come on, you connect to God. You can do it. You cannot do it, man. You cannot do it. Only Jesus has done it. Come on. Come on. Let's give one for Him today. Yes. Woo! Woo! Only Jesus did that. It confirms, secondly, the fear of men keeps many from accepting Christ. Okay, verse 18. Look at verse 18. These are the parents. The Jews still did not believe in what he did. He'd been blind and received his sight until they sent the man's parents. Is this your son? They asked. Is this the one you say born blind? How is it that now he can see? Go. Next verse. We know that he is our son, the parents answered. And we know that he is born blind. But how can we see now open his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is already of age. He will speak for himself. Okay, go. His parents said that because they were afraid. Say afraid. Afraid of the Jews. And already have the Jews decided that anyone who acknowledges that Jesus Christ would be put out of the synagogue. And that's why his parents said, he is of age. Ask him. Di ba? Ito mga magulang niya. Tawagin yung magulang. Patutuhanan natin. Anak niyo ba to? Anak namin yan. Dati siyang bulag. Hanggang magmula nung pinanganak ko, bulag na siya. Ngayon, nakakakita siya. Hindi ko alam. Nakakita siya. Bulag siya dati. Nakakita siya. Pero sabi niya, tanongin niyo siya. Huwag kami tanongin niyo. Kasi nga po, there was a standing decree that anyone who will preach Jesus Christ will be put out of the synagogues. Sisipain kayo sa loob ng church sila o sa papalabas sa church sila. You will be excommunicated. You heard about that? That word, excommunicated? Huh? Narinig nyo na ba yan? Ganun po katindi mga Hudyo. Huh? Pag sinasabi nila, pag sinabi, inamin nyo yan, patay kayo. Alis kayo dito. Okay. See? What did happen there is, they fear men. They did not fear God, but they fear men. How true it is today for us. So many people will fear men. Baka mawalan ako ng negosyo. Kasi yung negosyo ko kasi connect yan sa mga generals. Connect yan doon sa mga likulikundaan. Kanya pag binitawan ka, pag born again, mawawala yan. Wala ko, kawawa naman. Diba? They fear men. Losing their business. Losing their friends. Pag umalis ako dyan, mawawala na akong katomaan dyan. Tatakwil na ako ng mga kachonggian ko dyan. Diba? Tawa ka. Ginagawa mo yun dati, bro. Ginagawa ko dati yun. Okay. Bago po, banda po ako na eh. Ito, nagaling din sa banda. Banda ako na eh. Bago kami tumugtog, tatabi muna ako sa isang corner. Okay, tapos, rakraka na. Salamat at pinalaya ako ng Panginoon doon. the fear of men. Now today, if you are feeling that, I intimidate ka, naku, baka mawalan na akong kaibigan, mawalan na ako ng negosyo, mawalan na ako ng mga inaalagaang chiching. Hello? Nandito kayo kahapon? Marriage upgrade? Sino nandito kahapon? Ay, isa lang, dalawa. Ay, konti lang. Na-miss nyo. Sayang. Pag inulit, punta kayo. Okay. The fear of men. It barred them from accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Hinadlangan sila. Imbis na makalapit sila, hinadlangan sila. Kasi takot sila eh. Di ba? Hindi sila natakot sa Diyos, natakot sila sa tao. Pangatlo, it confirms the truth that Jesus claimed to be the very Son of God. Nung nasa Israel kami, meron kaming French Jewish tourist guide. Nung una pa lang, first day of the tour sa Israel, sinasabi na niya sa marami, no? Sama kami rin sa team. Sabi niya, that Jesus did not say that He is God. He never claimed that He is God. Napikon na ako, nung pangalawang araw, kinausap ko siya. Sabi ko, what if I could show you? Do you have a Bible? Sabi ko sa kanya, yes, I have. Sabi niya, I have a Bible. Binunot ko, may Biblia akong dala, maliit eh. Yung Gideon, nandyan. Okay, laging handa. Yeah? Hello? Kayo, ayaw nyo magdalang Biblia eh. Parati na lang dito kayo nakatingin. Bumili kayong Biblia nyo. Pagbili nyo, bahay nyo, bumili kayong Biblia. Hinugot ko yung Biblia ko. Sabi ko sa kanya, look at this verse. Binuksan ko. Read it. For in them came the Christ, who is over all God. Amen. What did it say there? For in them, in their lineage, came the Christ, who was over all God. Read the last word. Amen. Sino yan? Who's that? Sabi ko sa kanya, Christ. Who is Christ? Jesus. Sabi niya, He is over all God. Tanong eh, oh. He is over all God? Yes. See? Magmula po nung araw na yun, hindi na siya nagsalita. Hindi na niya sinabi yun. Parating niya sinabi, this is a beautiful building. Wala na siya sinabi kay Jesus. Huwag natin palalampasin yung mga ganun. Pag inaalipusta ang Panginoon at Kristiyano kayo, Kristiyano tayo, pag inaalipusta ang Panginoon, pagtanggol natin siya. Kung tayo, pinagtanggol niya sa krus eh. Di ba? Hey, 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 come on! Go! Woo! Number three, it connects. It not only confirms, but it connects us to God. Okay, how did it connect us from God? This man, born blind, nakita natin, progressively connected to God. Ano nangyari? Ang unang-una, sabi niya, in verse 11, let's look at verse 11, sabi ng blind man, he replied, the man they called Jesus, pansinin ninyo ha, the man they called Jesus, made mud and put it in my eyes. He told me to go Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and now I could see. Pansinin ninyo yun ha? The man they called Jesus. He was not calling Jesus, Jesus, but he was hearing people calling the man Jesus. Yeah? I remember also in the scriptures, there's a man also blind. His name is Bartimaeus. When he heard about Jesus, inabangan talaga niya. Inabangan niya, dito ba dadaan si Jesus? O nandiyan na ba? Wala pa eh. Sabihin niyo, pag nandiyan na ha, eh kaso, nabisi na rin yung mga nag-aabang kay Jesus na kasama niya. Nakaligtaan nilang sabihin na nandiyan na si Jesus. Nakalampas. Nakalampas si Jesus. Asa na? Nandiyan na ba? Eh, lumampas eh. Sabi ni Bartimaeus, Jesus! Jesus, galakad, tumigil. Bumalik. Bakit mo ko tinatawag? Ayan. Gusto ko pong makakita. I want to see. Okay. Because of your faith, you will now see. Wala nang mad-mad. Wala nang spit-spito. Wala na. Because of your faith, you now see. Bartimaeus is a testimony of that. Connecting us when we hear the name of Jesus, name above all name, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God the Father in heaven. Now today, people will be seeking God, but they will not yield to the name of Jesus. Alam nyo? Oh, alam ko may Diyos. Alam ko may Diyos. Alam ko nga may Jesus nga. Alam ko nga yan. Narinig ko na may Jesus eh. Pero ayaw po nilang magkaroon ng kaugnayan kay Jesus. Why? Eh nga, sabi ko natatakot eh. Pero pag nalaman mo ang katotohanan, like the Bible said, and you will know the truth in chapter 8 verse, it's there in chapter 8, John said, and Jesus said, recorded by John, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yung iba, ayaw makalaya, kahit narinig na yung katotohanan. He heard, they called him Jesus. Verse 17 says, ano sabi niya? So verse 17, yung blind man. Finally, he turned again to the blind man. Jesus turned again to the blind man. Tinanong niya, what have you to say about him? Ah, hindi niya sinabing ako yun. It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet. Yeah? Now a prophet is one who is a mouthpiece of God. Ang propeta parati ang sumisigaw, makinig kayo! Magsisigay ng kasalanan nyo! Tuwirin nyo ang landas! Siguro narinig nung presidente natin yun. Okay. Tuwirin nyo ang landas. Dadaan na ang Panginoon. Di ba? Yun ang mga propeta. Ang kasalanan nyo ay pagsisihan nyo. Susunugin kayo sa impyerno. Yun ang propeta. Ikaw. Hindi naman, ha? Sorry. Ikaw. Doon na lang. Ikaw, pupunta ka sa impyerno. Ganun ang propeta. Hindi ka lalambingin ng propeta. Sabi, Brad, halika, punta tayo sa victory. Hindi ka gaganon ng propeta. Sasabihin ng propeta, makasalanan ka, nahangalon niya ka, nagsisunungaling ka, mangurakot ka, pupunta ka sa impyerno. Ganon ang propeta. Sabi niya, he is a prophet. Why? Because walang patutsada eh. Sinabihan siya ni Jesus, oh, go. Di ba? Wala na sinabi, Punta ka muna doon, mag-rosary. Oh, sorry. Magdasal ka muna ng ganito. Gawin mo ito. Punta ka doon, lumuhod ka. Hanggang mapudpud yun. Walang sinabing ganun eh. Di ba? Sabi lang sa kanya, go! Wash yourself at Siloam. And he got his miracle. He is a prophet. Thirdly, sabi niya, wow, verse 38. Natin. The man said, Lord, I believe. Sabihin natin, I believe. And he worshiped Jesus. Yeah? Progressive yung encounter niya. The turning point of this blind man was progressive. He heard the name Jesus. You know, he heard the prophet Jesus. And now he said, Jesus, I now believe. Alam niyo, pangalawang pagkikita nila yun eh. Pinuntahan talaga siya ni Jesus eh. Hey guy, oh, kumusta ka na? Parang ganun ang usapan nila. Ano na ngayon? Ano nga, kumusta na? Eh nga ako, pinagaling ako eh. Hindi ko nga alam kung sino nagpagaling sa akin, pero magaling na ako. Eh yung nagpagaling sa iyo, ako yun, sabi ni Jesus. Yun po yung eksena, hindi ko, kinikwento ko lang sa inyo, ganun ang nangyari. Ako yun, sabi ni Jesus. Kayo nga ba yun? Oh, ako yung Diyos na nagpagaling sa iyo. Ah, ikaw pala yun, Panginoon. Sabi niya, Lord! He now calls him Lord. Do you call him Lord? Or do you call him the man from upstairs? Yes, I'm now serious. Anong tawag niyo sa kanya? Yung nasa taas. Nakayuko ka pa. Yung nasa taas. I can call him Jesus. I can call him friend. I can call him Savior. I can call him healer. Whew. Mud and spittle. Jesus. Let's look at this two people. Show the picture. Show the picture. There. This is Resty, a very good friend, part of my victory group. And that is Lily. Beautiful wife, part of the victory group of my wife, Meng. Ba't pinapakita niya? Ang tatanda niya. Puro ano niya, card bearer niya. Dual citizen niya. Totoo yan. Pag kumakain kami niya mga yan sa restaurant, pagkatapos kumain, labasan na kami. Oh, labas na! Oh, senior citizen. Bibiruin ko yung waiter. Oh, sige, sabi ko, nakuha mo na. Balasahin mo. Ang dami. Puro senior. Puro senior citizen na kami. These two guys, Resty, nandito ba sila? Wala, no? Oh, si Gina, andyan. Isa rin sa grupo namin yan. Senior na rin yan. Okay. Resty was diagnosed, let me just check, ha? Huh? Ano ba talaga yung problema nitong tao na to? Oh, hindi ba, naalala ko yan eh. Osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, lahat ng cyst, meron siya. Cyst. Meron siyang bakal sa likod. Nung mga kilala po namin siya, may bakal siya sa likod. May brace dyan, bakal sa likod. Parang taga PMA. Diretso, kaya may bakal pala. Pag tinanggal mo yung bakal. We were there in Galleria. Wala pa pong Metro East noon. Nasa Galleria kami. Sabi ni Pastor Ferdy, sabi niya, an evangelist, healing evangelist will come. And his name is Gary Greenwald. And please come, and probably God will give you His miracle, and let's look unto God, who is the healer. You know, yun dating. Diba? Dumating si Greg Greenwald, sinama namin sila restaurant. Marami kami, lahat ng mga senior 60s. Time's up. Okay. Give me another 5 minutes. Wrap it up. Okay. Pagdating namin doon, sabi ko, Resty, handa mo yung sarili mo, ha? Sa Himala. Oo, Pastor. And when Greg Greenwald started calling, those of you who have back pains, hindi pa man tapos si Greg Greenwald, takbo na kagad siya. I'm that. Pinaupo siya, umupo si Celia. What's this? It's a brace. It's a stainless brace. Let's remove it. Tingin kagad si Resty. Okay. Then Greg Greenwald and all of the congregation prayed. Lord, thank you for just healing Resty right now. Give him the miracle he needs in Jesus' name. And Gary Greenwald just removed the brace. Ginan niya yung brace. Now, stand up. Sabi niya kay Resty. Resty stood up. Now, walk. Hindi gumano ni. Diretso. Woo! Miracle! Jesus is the hero. Jesus is the healer. Now, let's go to Lily. Okay. Lily, the beautiful wife, ganda po ni Lily, oh. Was diagnosed cancer of the cervix, cervical cancer, stage 3. Isa na lang, uuwi na sa Panginoon sana. Isa na lang, kasi stage 4 yung talagang, ang sabi ni Reste sa kanya, Mami, stage 2 ka lang. Eh, sabi ni Reste, Pastor, nagsinungaling ako eh. Kasi kawawa to pag sinabi kong stage 3. Lalong magse-self-pity. Alam niyo na, di ba? Alam niyo na? Sana walang ganun dito sa inyo. No? Pero this is a, no, this is a testimony for you. Stage 2. So, stage okay. Okay, maayos pa yan, stage 2. Pero hindi niya alam, stage 3 na siya. Last call. Last call for dinner. Yun. So, diagnose. St. Luke's, sabi. Stage 3. Eh, may doktor siyang anak sa Amerika. Sabi ng anak niyang doktor, punta kayo dito. Second opinion. Punta sila sa Amerika. Doon sa University of California School of Medicine Hospital. Sinalang siya doon sa yung from head to foot scan. In-scan. Yung katawan niya. Paglabas ng resulta, check, confirm, stage 3. Bago sila pumunta Amerika, sabi ni Resti sa akin, tsaka ni Lily, Pastor, pag-pray mo kami kay Lord, pag-pray mo si Lily. What we did, of course, we knew and we prayed, God, provide them that miracle. Kung pinagaling mo yung asawa niya, si Resti, pagagalingin mo rin si Lily. Umuwi sila rito, malungkot, siyempre, confirm. Okay, confirm. Eh, no, kung confirm. Sabi, patuloy tayo sa small group. Small group pa rin. Patuloy tayo sa small group natin, Pastor. Bahala, Panginoon. Total doon tayo magkikita lahat eh. Yun ang stand nila. But you know what? January of 2009. Oh, wala yung notes ko eh. Nawala eh. Hindi na binalik sa akin yung notes ko. Wala akong notes dito. Okay lang. January of 2009. That's right. Okay. Sabi ng misis ko, buti na lang. Naalala mo. Ako, makakalimutin ako minsan. 2009, bumalik sila sa Amerika uli. Tanda ninyo, ha? Continuous prayer and continuous faith. Lord, we have faith. Pag hindi, Lord, okay lang. Magkikita kami sa langit. Pagbalik nila sa States, examine uli siya sa Chow Medical, Chow Cancer Institute. CHOU. Pero magaling pong ano raw yun. Sabi niya, that's one of the top cancer center in the United States. Punta sila raw. Check up. Chemotherapy, radiation. For 3 months, they were believing God. Lord, we know that we'll receive the healing. Wow. From the States, Resti called me, static siya. Pastor, hallelujah! Talagang napakabuti ng Diyos. Bakit? Siyempre, alam ko na kagad yun. Wala lang cancer si Lily. Zero. Pastor, wala talaga nakita. Wala kahit anong trace. Let's clap to God. Thank you, Lord. God heals today.